This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we're very happy to have David Ryan, the president of the Indy Atlantic Rotary Club. David, let's start out by telling the folks a little bit about Rotary. It's been around for a very long time. What exactly is your mission?
Thanks for having me, Terry. Rotary is the oldest organization of its kind. It was started in Chicago in 1905 and has expanded globally since then. We have clubs in many different countries, about 1.2 million members worldwide. Basically, it's an organization of business and professional persons who provide humanitarian service, encourage high ethical standards in all vocation, and help build goodwill and peace in the world. We have six areas of focus: peace and conflict resolution, disease prevention and treatment, water and sanitation. In fact, our club is working on a water purification project as we speak in Guatemala. Maternal and child health, basic education and literacy, and economic and community development. And Rotary International has also recently added a seventh area of focus, and that is environmental.
You have a fundraiser coming up, your annual Gala Royale. Tell us a little bit about that.
The annual Gala Royale is going to be held February 1st at the American Muscle Car Museum. And if you have not been to the museum recently, they have added at least 24 new cars. We are going to have a live auction, a silent auction. There's going to be food provided by the Broken Barrel Tavern, live music provided by the band Twitchy, as well as some gaming tables, and not to mention the cars themselves. The great thing about this fundraiser is we are supporting two local nonprofits that take care of children with disabilities. The Azan Shriners is a local chapter of the Shriners. Their share of the proceeds are going to their transportation fund to transport kids to and from the Shriners hospitals for medical treatment at no cost. And No Limits Academy, which is a private school in West Melbourne specifically for kids with physical disabilities. It's a K-12 school that educates kids from the community and surrounding counties. They incorporate technology and therapy throughout the school day to stimulate the child's brain and level of activity to ensure that the kids have the best opportunities to learn and achieve their maximum potential.
Very good organizations, very worthwhile, and they're both local, as you said. So all the proceeds of this event will stay right here in Brevard County and help our citizens.
Exactly, and that's the great thing about it. So come on out and join us on February 1st, 6 p.m., to benefit these two fantastic organizations and enjoy a wonderful evening at the American Muscle Car Museum.
Okay, so how can people get tickets?
Tickets are available through our website. That's IndyAtlanticRotary.org, or tickets can be purchased at the door as well.
So once again, a great opportunity to support two very worthwhile causes at the annual Gala Royale. Happens on February 1st at the American Muscle Car Museum. And it's only open through fundraising activities. You have to support a local nonprofit, and this would be a great chance to get in there. I didn't realize they had brand new cars that they'd added to their collection, and I've heard it's stunning. So once again, you can get your tickets at
www.IndyAtlanticRotary.org, or tickets can be purchased at the door February 1st at the Muscle Car Museum.
Great. David, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Terry.